Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is time now for our daily chat with our KCBS insider, Phil Mateer. Phil joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Big development this afternoon, a court denying an emergency request from Governor Newsom to block the Trump administration from deploying National Guard troops and Marines in L.A. following protests against ICE raids. Instead, the judge has scheduled a hearing for Thursday afternoon. So, Phil, is this a win for the Trump administration or just kind of a delay in the proceedings?
Well, it's a bit of a win for the Trump administration because what it says is that out of the gate, you know, the momentum continues to roll on his side. I'm not saying that is just making this up, but going into the weekend, CBS News did a poll nationally that found that 54% of those questioned were in favor of Trump's deportation policies compared to 46% who were opposed. Now, those numbers drop, Vic, if you say that he's going to include people that have not been convicted of crimes because people want the bad guys, as they say, out of the country. But Trump has went into the weekend with support for the policy. Newsom has not been very vocal on this part of the immigration debate. If anything, he said, no, let's not do it. He is a sanctuary state. Now, over the weekend, what we had was the images. And while Newsom was talking about the authoritarian nature of Trump's calling in the Marines and the National Guard and militarizing and making a bad situation worse, while he was saying those, the split screen on most cable outlets and national news showed the rioters in Los Angeles hurling bricks and boulders onto police cars and setting other cars on fire. So Trump also has the pictures. He has the polls. He has the pictures. He doesn't have much to lose in this situation. How it goes from here will be the big question, how much further he's going to push it. But right now, Trump appears to be leading, at least in the court of public opinion.
Right. So the governor is going to court. The president is going to the court of public opinion. And right now, it seems to be leading Mr. Trump's way.
That's it. I would say so. And part of that is the nature of the disturbances. You know, when Governor Newsom and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass say that they had the situation under control, again, the split screen image is of things being out of control. Now, to be perfectly realistic about it, is that we're only talking about a couple of blocks within hundreds of square miles of the metro area of Los Angeles. So it's not like the whole city was ablaze that we've seen in the past. This is a very limited action. But the pictures tell that story and portray that story. So Trump rolls in. Now, we haven't seen the National Guard or the Marines or anybody engage in against citizens. We haven't seen any kind of confrontations like that. The big question is going to be, how far does the president push it with ICE in Los Angeles? Does he have the continue to go out into the streets and grab people? If that's going to go on, is he going to order the Marines to protect the ICE when they're doing that? Will that bring them into confrontation? Will that change the pictures? That's what's down the line. Or will Trump do what he often does, which is just move on to something else?
Phil, not much time left, but the president and the governor were able to get along when the president came to California in response to a disaster. Now, the governor says the president's breaking the law. The president says the governor's incompetent. I mean, is it possible for them to get along, or is it really fractured here?
Oh, no. One thing, if you've covered Donald Trump and you've covered Gavin Newsom, you know, today is today, tomorrow is tomorrow. You know, it goes back and forth. I would not say it's fractured. There's still a lot of votes and a lot of people in California. That's not to say they won't get their digs in. They won't go back and forth. But, with Trump, it's every new day, and all you have to do to heal things is be nice to him.
It's kind of like pro wrestling. I mean, they beat each other up. And then they go out to dinner after the match, right?
Yeah, exactly. As one politician said to me, you know, Phil, you know, we've got to throw each other up against the ropes every once in a while. Otherwise, people aren't going to believe it's legit.
All right, Phil, thank you. KCBS Insider Phil Mateer will be on live again 7:50 tomorrow morning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.